Elia, I'm a little concerned that the answer to what's in your mouth is the Falkland Islands and a number of lesser territories.
I was talking
about Godzilla.
Godzilla.
It's from a Eddie Izzard bit.
Well, to be fair, they had a flag. Button pressing 8, the rebuttoning. So in Boy Scouts, there is a thing called the Scoutmaster's button, because most Scoutmasters have, at the very least, a dad bod, and frequently way more padding than a dad bod tends to provide. So there is one particular button, right around the belly button, in fact, that keeps getting undone. And that is the Scoutmaster's button.
I see.
It's, my shirts don't do this, but there's something about the cut of the Boy Scout uniform that just causes that to happen. Regardless, hello and welcome to Cog World. This is a Cypher System campaign. My name is Crash. Tonight, I'm joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, and Io. And let's get started. The people of the Cog World live upon continent-sized gears rising up out of the world's oceans. But they don't think about that very much. They don't even call it the Cog World. Visitors might, if there were any. But to the residents, it's simply just the world, as it's always been. On the Ringgear of Archiza, on the edge of the Windbreak region, several alleged incarnations of local deities and a kobold with 3 children are approaching the port town of Chalk. In our last session, the party convinced the hired mercenaries posing as quote-unquote helpers at the local Chapel of Unity to seek more gainful employment. They would not have been so willing if Maffa hadn't quite literally let them know where the bodies were buried. Chutika, threatening to chew off their ears, didn't hurt either. Or rather, it did hurt a lot, because there was a demonstration. Regardless. With the convincing done, the party also gained the mass-produced list the mercenaries were consulting to determine who the gods were. It was very thorough in its listings, although the god of trickery was not just incorrect, but out of date to show an older deception. The church likes to keep people on their toes, after all. Their public-facing branch really only exists so that every now and then they can make people think that factual things are actually tricks. They fool people by not fooling them. The GM has done this in real life, and it is glorious. I've done it too. I tell people I'm an accountant. Ran, go over to craft services. I'm not done with the introduction yet. The party also got some breadcrumbs pointing to their next destination. The mercenaries were all hired in the port town of Chalk by a figure in the shadows with a hood and scarf to hide their features. With these revelations, Maffa taught one of the baby kobolds how to cook, with varying degrees of success, while the others learned cockatiel kin are warm and their feathers are good for naps. They were also told that paper with ink on it makes food taste bad. The jury's out on whether or not they believe this. It is around noon on the 4th day of summer. You are approaching road markers, declaring you're about to leave the Windbreak. You are encountering an odd sensation, as if you're leaving an important part of yourself behind. What happens next is up to you.
Oh, this is very strange.
Are we still with Selwood?
Yes, you are riding in Selwood's cart.
Okay.
It was determined between recordings that what you'd be doing, maybe we're at the end. No, it was between recordings, that you would be asking Selwood for a lift as opposed to taking the shuttle bus, or shuttle train, rather. Instead, you're taking the shuttle cart. And Selwood was happy to take you. Selwood prefers not to go to Chalk, but there is a town just beyond Chalk that Selwood hasn't been to in quite some time, so maybe they don't remember him. So he can try selling some things. So he's going to try to do that. He would normally just stay in the Windbreak region, but he's going to wait for things to cool down in some locations, literally, before he's stopping at too many towns in the Windbreak. I have a question for the characters. Mafa, I already know the answer. Chitika, when were you found and declared a god?
Chitika was found a few days after she was born. Chitika was born at dawn, and the previous god of darkness had died just at dawn. So, well, it was... And then they paid my family, but my family snuck around and kept visiting me anyway.
All right. Tam, how old were you?
Somewhere between 6 to 8. It's kind of traditional for us to take a while to be found.
Of course it would be. I am going to ask Tam and Mafa to make intellect rolls based on remembering a thing. For Mafa, the difficulty is 1. For Tam, the difficulty is 4.
Does my inability apply to this, or...
Anything you think should apply, go ahead and apply.
I'm not sure if it should apply or not.
It's about remembering something from your childhood.
Hmm.
Which thing in particular?
I think that inability is more like academic stuff, so probably not.
Okay, and this is tasks involving lore, knowledge, and understanding?
Yeah.
Apply it.
Okay.
Because of the understanding part, Mafa has rolled a 9, so succeeded. Tam has rolled a 13, so has not. So, Tam, you remember when they found you, they did take you to more than one location on their way to taking you to the church that you spent most of your life in. But you don't remember much about that. Mafa, you were far older when you were found, and you remember also being taken to more than one location. You didn't quite understand why. They gave you reasons. You didn't always believe the reasons they were giving you. And at one point, you remember feeling very ill. Like, you became almost bedridden with how sick you were. And what struck you as odd was the clerics who found you were quite pleased with this, but didn't continue on the journey. They turned right around and took you to their church. You got better pretty fast after that. Now, you don't feel violently ill right now. You do feel weaker. You feel like you should turn around and go get something you left behind. But you're far stronger now than you were then.
Fair.
We're moving at like ox cart speeds, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Chitika wants to say, "Be right back," and hop out of the cart and scamper back the way we came a little bit to feel, see if the weird feeling goes away or it's gets not, less.
It's not a toggle switch. It's a dimmer switch.
Well, she wants to see if it gets brighter or dimmer or thing.
Yes. You feel more in your power the more you go back the way you came. It's subtle because while you are no longer moving at ox cart speed, you're moving at mouse centaur speed. And they're not known for having long strides.
No. Nevertheless.
Lucy is napping, Chitika by the way.
Huh?
Lucy is napping.
Yeah.
And for that matter.
Back at the cart. Selwood says, "All right, everybody's aboard? Good." And hits the afterburner.
Where we're going, we don't need ox carts.
I feel like you don't want to be sitting in the driver's seat when you hit the afterburner because the ox who fed.
Well, in this case, it's two mules. Ox. He could go faster. Okay. He's choosing not to because the road is somewhat bumpy. Most people who go this direction take the train, but some either cannot or choose not to take the train. So the road still exists.
Chitika will come back all excited and go, "I think I know why we are only gods in the Windbreak."
Oh?
Uh-huh. Don't you feel it?
Did you want to, Tam does not say enlighten us.
To the god of darkness.
Explain that a little more.
There's something in the Windbreak that's where the god part stays. I think.
Huh.
Don't you feel it?
No.
The weird thing?
I feel normal.
Squint.
I do feel kind of like I forgot something.
Yes, and I ran back to see what I was forgetting. Because I would remember it if I ran back a little. I think we are forgetting our... I'm forgetting... Fine, maybe it's just too bright over here. Chitika will go sulk in a darker spot of the carriage.
This is kind of how I feel all the time when I can't see all three of the babies.
For his part, Lighter, well, their part, Lighter is laying down on the floor of the wagon with three harnesses tied to their left wrist. All three harnesses are reaching out in different directions. One of them straight up.
That's fair.
And Lighter does check on the ends frequently because there has already been an incident where one of the harnesses was undone and then wrapped around a stationary object. Okay, I haven't seen that reaction emoji in some time, but well done. I will give it no further context in this recording.
I will, for the audience, it is a surprised Pikachu zooming in on the mouth.
Pikachu arrives to slowly devour you.
Is anyone surprised that the God of Trickery is not being precisely honest about things?
Well, I, for one, am shocked. Shocked!
Yes,
and that is why it's a Pikachu.
I am one with the Force. The Force is with me. I'm not giving luck points for that. I am one with the Force.
You walked into it, Crash. You walked into it.
Yes. And I will intend every pun, even if it's retroactive, because I didn't realize it at the time. But my word, that hits just right. Is everything all right
yes,
back
it
there?
Hitting is why you're shocked.
Selwood is calling back into the wagon if everyone's okay.
I don't
and
know.
And I was trying to make more puns.
Yes. I hope that the God part comes back.
Okay, not going to lie, I'm a little worried.
And it was coming back when I walked out of the cart, so it probably will come back? I don't know.
Well, on the bright side, if leaving the windbreak means you're less of a god, then the people who are looking for you will probably not be looking for you this far away.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking.
But they were hired far away.
Yes, but not this far away. We've left the windbreak.
Oh, did we forget to say why we were going this way?
No, you told me. You're trying to find whoever it was that hired the people who killed a lot of individuals and ruined my ability to turn a profit in a once-in-a-decade event.
Uh-huh.
I'm not bitter about that at all.
Oh, that's good.
I will not require Tam to make a roll. Sarcasm is very close to
even
being
to
God
keep
of trickery
a straight
stuff.
Face.
You can't see him. He's facing away from you.
Well, the person who hired them is not really on the list of people who wouldn't recognize people from the list, given that they provided the images. But
one of you isn't on the list at all, and one of you looks very different right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, technically, two of you aren't on the list. Well, way more than... None of the kobolds are, regardless.
That's right. We can go on errands. Well, some of you hide. But one of you is going to help in with that if we keep the lights out.
Uh-huh.
Assuming that matters when, you know, not currently gods out here.
Sure not.
Is there anything the party wants to do for the remaining few hours before you get to Chalk?
I am going to keep an eye out for ghosts.
Okay. Give me an intellect roll, difficulty 4, for keeping an eye out for ghosts.
I do not keep an eye out for ghosts.
Or, as GM likes to say, but I'm going to paraphrase here, you do not see any ghosts.
Hmm.
Or any traps.
Okay.
I am going to surreptitiously try to figure out if I still have my focus abilities by using ledger domain on random objects.
Okay.
I don't know why that rolled. I clicked the ability. I don't think I was trying to make a roll.
Regardless, my response is going to remain the same. You can still use ledger domain. It is not coming to you as naturally as you remember it working, but it could just be that this feeling of, did I walk out the front door without my keys? Or is my coffee cup sitting on the top of my car when I drove off? Like that feeling that something is missing could just be messing with your mind, and that distraction might be enough to make this not as easy for you.
Well, the point isn't that it is easy. The point is that it looks easy.
I make this look easy.
Wrangling baby babies?
Lighter has baby fallen kobolds? Asleep and is snoring. The snore is very similar to if you have ever heard a cat snoring. And I know everyone in this group has. That's kind of the kind of snore that you are hearing coming from Lighter. I cannot make that sound quite right. All three of the babies have heard this sound. One of them approaches the left wrist.
Reach from wherever Chitika has gotten and acquire baby kobold who is approaching the wrist that has the tethers.
You are able... Well, give me a speed roll. Difficulty 2.
Just checking to see. Would stealth help? That I'm reaching out from where I was curled up?
I'll allow it for the shock value. The biggest problem is when you go to grab this baby kobold, they are going to be full of the wiggles.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's terrible.
Yes, but it was difficulty 2 to begin with, and you asked if stealth would help. That brings it down to difficulty 1, and a 4 will be difficulty 1. So sorry. You are not, in fact, getting a luck point for that, although Ellie should have gotten a luck point for failing to keep an eye out for ghosts, which I say out loud because I had forgotten that. So, you are able to snaggle a baby kobold who would, if they were able to use full sentences on a regular basis, deny that they had any intention of untying tethers or chewing through them.
Of course. Chewing through the tent. That's the real one there. Chitika will ask if the baby wants, like, tickles or play or some small baby kobold snack.
Food? Food? You are surrounded by 3 kobolds.
Okay. Pass out a few snacks.
They evaporate. The snacks, not the kobolds.
Mm-hmm. Chitika will attempt to teach them some arcane game that her siblings taught her when she was small and they were visiting surreptitiously.
All right. I'm not going to require a roll for this. You are able to keep them busy for as long as you need to keep them busy. After a while, they do start to doze off.
Chitika goes, phew.
One of them wakes up.
Chitika will continue to chat. Yeah.
All right. Eventually, you arrive at the edges of chalk, which is named for being built literally on chalk deposits. Yes. Some of these areas were mined out for that purpose, but as said in a previous episode, the main economic powerhouse in chalk is the shipping industry. So boats come and go, they resupply and then go elsewhere to drop off what they had, but also there is that train that goes from here to the Great Rail. So it's a hub, just like the last town you were in. There is something of a small hill that you do not go towards, but even from a distance you can tell it is covered in rather nice houses, more than one mansion. The streets are clean and well lit. And you go nowhere near there. Instead, Selwood takes you towards the port. Now, the port area, of course, contains the docks. It also has a lot of warehouses. It has a lot of barrack-style lodgings for dock workers. It has taverns for sailors and not much else. However, Selwood does have an idea of a few locations where he might, for a little bit of coin, be able to find a location where the wagon can be kept. Even if rooms are not available, and Selwood does not suggest that you all rent a space in a barracks, you'd be able to still sleep in the wagon because you've done this before.
Uh-huh.
It's a little cramped. However, you know the company. And when you keep the doors closed, it's harder for the baby kobolds to escape.
Yeah.
Harder, not impossible. They are growing wiser. Not in all things. They are still quite reckless. But they are growing wiser in their... Cunning is an excellent word to use. Yes. Tam might be rubbing off on them.
Probably Chitika, too.
Chitika is not cunning. Chitika is just, you know, sneaky sometimes. Because darkness.
I mean, they're good at hiding. They're good at being tricky. One of them seems to have some skill at cooking, if you don't mind cooking objects being included in the batter. You're working on that. And one of them has been occasionally stealing millet from Lucy. So you're all rubbing off on them. Hello, Walter.
Yes, he was coming to get the fuzzy cat. Why is this? No, I don't want it.
As opposed to the not fuzzy cat.
Yes.
Which I know such cats exist, but not in your household.
Indeed.
Okay. Let me look at a thing here. Not a thing, I say before someone else can say it. Okay. Chitika.
Yes.
Give me another intellect roll, and this is going to be difficulty 4 because of your hindrance.
Oh, no. Do I have anything that would make that less?
Well, it's been made worse because of your inability for lore, knowledge, and understanding.
Oh, okay. So the identifying and assessing doesn't cancel it.
In this case, no.
Oh, no. Give 4. That's bad.
I mean, you rolled a 4.
Yes.
You're also rolling privately. Is that deliberate?
Nope. Oh, I just forgot to change over
reveal.
From when my player was GMing.
Chitika is rolling her dice in the dark. It's fine.
Yep.
You tell what the numbers are by feel.
Uh-huh.
They're printed. You can't feel.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's why my dice glow in the dark. Where are they? They were here somewhere.
One of the baby kobolds smiles and their teeth are glowing.
Have you checked inside a kobold?
What's in your mouth? Spit it out! Spit it out!
Otherwise, we will have to find it later.
There goes that kobold stream of being a very tiny Godzilla.
Chitika gets a luck point, I think.
You know what? Sure.
I failed.
Yep.
I failed the roll, so I get a luck point, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Next, I have enough that I could re-roll. Yay. But not for that.
Elia, I'm a little concerned that the answer to what's in your mouth is the Falkland Islands and a number of lesser territories.
I was
talking about Godzilla.
Godzilla.
It's from Eddie Izzard bit.
Well, to be fair, they had a flag.
Nom, nom, nom.
The dead silence from most of you after I said that made it funnier to me, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, you are able, in fact, to find a stable attached to a tavern. The tavern does not have any rooms. It wasn't built to have any rooms other than for the tavern employees. Hmm?
Is it attached to the stable? Is it attached by a cable?
It's attached by holes drilled with wooden pegs filled in them.
We are able to find a stable.
Yes. You're able to find a stable next to a tavern. It is built in a far more sturdy method of construction than the brick oven inn, possibly even the brick oven for which the inn was named, that was the load-bearing structure of the entire inn. Apparently, when your tavern and stable are not maintained entirely by children, things can be built somewhat better, usually.
Mm-hmm.
But you are able to bunk down for the night. So the question is, are you all going to go to bed? Or are you going to take turns watching baby Cobalt?
Chitika will take middle watch when it is darkest.
Lighter volunteers to take first watch because Lighter just woke up from a nap.
Yeah, that seems fair. Mafu, which one do you want?
I'll get up early.
All right. I guess I'm just after Chitika then.
All right. I am going to or set just for before. GM private role.
Hmm? Middle is kind of difficult when there are four people taking watches.
True. Well, I'm going to ask each of you to make intellect rolls for noticing things, but I'm going to go in order of watching. Lighter will... Okay, I don't have a personal preference for which of you goes in what order. I know Mafa's going last. Is Chitika going before or after Tam?
Probably depends on if... when... before, I think, if that's...
Makes sense. So,
okay. So, Chitika, give me what's essentially a perception check.
Will it help if I'm doing trained in all tasks involving or assessing danger?
I'm going to stretch the word danger to allow it to apply. Yes. This is going to be difficulty with that in place. That's going to make it difficulty too.
Okay.
All right.
With How's a 16 look?
A 16 looks great. You are aware that someone is opening the drawers on the outside of the wagon.
Chitika will probably use, like, a back foot to start shoving Tam and stealthily stick her beady little eyes where she can see around to the wagon, the part where someone is opening drawers.
You will have to open a door to see those drawers. So the way the wagon is set up, it's got some high walls on the left and right side of it. And on the inside, it's lined with drawers. But on the outside, it's lined with drawers. And neither is accessible from the other location. So it's outside storage and inside storage.
Well, she's going to joggle poor Tam's head, possibly by a horn, as she slowly starts opening a door. Hopefully it will not creak too much. Stealthily opens a door. That's the word.
I am not going to require a roll to wake up Tam. Sorry, I was talking over Io.
That was Tam going, oh, yes, I'm awake.
The drawers stop making sounds.
Chitika will creak open little door and go to see who's been stealing olive oil out of the outer drawers, since I've assumed that's what's kept in them.
Okay, so by little door, I assume you mean the one at the front of the wagon? Because the big door is in the back, the little door is in the front because it has to go over the bench.
Yeah, probably the front of the wagon then, if that's...
Okay. Also, if some of you may recall the last time that Selwood slept with the wagon, Selwood tied a rope around the outer sides of the wagon so he would notice if somebody tried to open the back door. So you would have had to contest with a rope.
Yeah, then definitely the one where I won't have to contest with anything.
Okay, so you open the front door and peek out and you see darkness. That's rather convenient.
Indeed, very convenient. Highly convenient. Yes.
You are very certain that there are individuals hiding in this darkness. But you don't hear anything. Tam and Chitika, you have access to the front of the wagon. You're certain there's someone out there, but you're not hearing them. They stopped when you had a conversation. You have not heard anyone scurry off. And you're in a stable. It's covered in hay. If there was scurrying of any speed other than painfully slow, you would hear it.
Chitika is debating whether or not she should set off her flash bomb and is coming to the idea that possibly not, but also it would be hilarious, but also maybe not.
And Ellie is correct. Mafa right now snoring because you woke up Tam. Just
well, Tam would like to wake up Mafa.
Okay, you were woken up by shaking. How do you wake up Mafa?
I fear this involves Mafa being nudged with a hoof.
I will again not require a roll for waking up a party member. Maybe if you were more exhausted than you already are, I would consider it. But right now,
Kill me in the morning. I don't want to die tired.
Someone's out.
Hmm? Oh, someone's out there? Okay.
You hear the crinkle of hay or straw.
Chitika would like to use stealth to oozle out as a gray against the gray. She will shed whatever clothes she has if need be, if they are not gray.
Can I just say, as a pause here, I'm a little concerned that you're playing a character that every chance she gets just takes off her clothing.
Look, toddlers. I raised a toddler once, okay?
Chitika is not a toddler.
No, but I think she has a similar opinion about some clothes.
I mean, that's fair. She's the kind of anthropomorphic critter that doesn't
that can get away with
really...
this, yes.
Yes, yeah, she's furry all over, and therefore clothes frequently are a little bit annoying against the fur. Not always, but a little. And therefore she kind of considers that if thy clothes hinder thee, shed them and come back for them later if you really need them.
Well, right now, taking off anything is going to take more time and possibly make noise.
Chitika clearly needs to have clothes that she can just sort of pop a button and then, you know, oozle her whole way out. But she will do that later. If we did get new clothes, didn't we, before we left? She's not just in the ducky?
Yes. Yes, you were able to, that was a request that was made, you were able to find some people in the market who were selling clothing of a variety of sizes and types. So whatever clothing you feel like would be fitting of your character, you can definitely say you have.
She would probably have wanted something that was fairly dark tonality, you know, a nice brown or a dark green or something.
Okay. Well, is dark enough that doesn't really affect things much?
You'd be surprised how bright a light thing can be. She likes to do stealth and such, so she probably wants something to have that didn't have a bright ducky on the front. So
she will flow out. You are not wearing the duck dress.
No, I am not wearing the duck dress right now.
It's fashion choices aside, I know that's a huge part of GURPS. The GM is getting more and more uncomfortable as we talk about this. So, moving forward.
We flow out. Chitika, okay. We'll stealth out.
Give me a stealth roll. This is going to be with all modifiers in place, difficulty 2. That's a GM intrusion. Well, we've been
I'm re-rolling
close to
that.
An hour.
I'm re-rolling about... that.
Okay, So re-roll this, and then we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Well, that's going to be difficulty 2. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Sorry.
That's the longest punchline I've ever heard.
Squeak! Squeak!
Shh! You passed a stealth check. You're not supposed to be making squeaks. Unless you need some oil. Do we need to oil the god of darkness?
Well, we've got a whole bunch of oil in the...
Do you? Because before the break, you heard someone rummaging.
Yeah, that is kind of a problem.
And you passed your stealth check. So it's a possibility that they are not hearing you.
Slither, slither, or, well, skitter, skitter.
Skitter,
should
skitter,
we be in initiative order so that you make sure that you talk to us all in order?
I suppose we can do that. Let me add you all to combat. You've been added to combat. Oh, I should probably add Lighter and Selwood as well. There we go.
Well, that's my good roll for the afternoon.
Oh, good. I got that one out of the way.
Eo?
Yes, I will roll in a moment.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to open the... Yes.
No problem. I just didn't... I realized that I didn't think I had heard you say that you were ready.
Oh, yes. Don't worry. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. So, now that we have rolled for initiative order, we're not going to talk about Chitika and what she's doing anymore.
Nope.
Because she got a 1. So, Mapha, yep. What are you doing while Chitika slithers out?
I am trying to figure out what's going on outside.
Okay. How are you attempting to do that?
Well, I would roll a noticing and searching roll, but it looks like last time I did that and failed.
Okay. So, you are... Hold on a second. Full disclosure, it's been a little while since we took that break. You did make a noticing and searching roll when you were looking for ghosts on the way here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So go ahead and make another one.
Okay. With the understanding that I can see in the dark, what's my difficulty?
With the understanding that you can see in the dark, the difficulty is going to be 2.
Okay.
You easily beat it. All right. So you peer in the darkness, possibly opening up a cabinet and looking through to see if there's a cabinet opened on the other side. And if it was daytime, you'd see little pinpricks of light coming through. But it's not. Instead, you don't see anything. Which sounds like I'm being really mean about it. But actually, this is information. You know there's someone out there. They're not eye level with you. They're either short or crouched low.
Okay.
All right. Tam, what are you doing?
Well, I think that what I am doing involves sneaking out.
Okay. Are you going to go out the front door, going over the bench seat, or are you going to go out the back door?
Trying to go out the back door that is roped closed is not very sneaky.
It'd be funny. That is a 4.
There's a possibility I might have forgotten the back door was roped closed.
So you are going out the back door?
Given that I rolled a 4, I might have attempted to go out the back door.
Well, I was going to ask you how you messed up, and there was opportunity for hilarity whichever way you went, because one door had a rope around it, the other door had a salesman sleeping across the bench. But in this case, you go to open the door. Now, the rope was not wrapped around the wagon so tightly that the door couldn't be opened. The idea was the rope is attached to Selwood somehow, so that he would know if someone was trying to open the wagon.
Dear.
You open the wagon, there is some resistance, and in the heat of the moment, you push a bit harder, thinking someone might be holding the door shut. Instead, you realize too late that there is a rope being pulled taut, and then there is the sound of somebody falling off of a bench seat onto hay or straw. I forget which they put on the bottoms. This is not for animal consumption. This is for padding and cleaning up messes. In any case, someone is briefly airborne, and they wake up while they are airborne, possibly from a dream where they were falling, only to find that they were. This is not usually what happens when someone dreams they are falling. The good news is, you have a clear path out. The bad news is, there is no opportunity for stealth for Selwood.
Yeah.
We'll worry about him when it's his turn. Lighter scampers. So, as Tam is going out the back door, because I assume you still go through the door after you've opened it, or am I wrong?
There is a moment where Tam is just sort of standing there, internally cursing in ways that possibly involve self-blasphemy. And then, yes, they open the door, because that can't really make it worse, now can it?
Some would say that the god of trickery is most skilled at self-blasphemy, because as the god of trickery, it's one of the things that you were taught to do. Yes, Ellie. Blasphemy. Blasphemy. Blasphemy everybody in the room. Thank you, Eddie Izzard. A gem among gems. So, you are fairly certain that Lighter scampers out past you into the darkness. Can you see in the darkness or no?
I don't think I can.
Okay.
I don't think that I have night vision.
All right. So what you see is it is mostly very, very dark in here. There's a little bit of light coming through the edges of the door to the stable that you are in. Likely moonlight. But because the stable doors are shut, I'm motioning with my hands. I don't know why I'm doing this. No one can see me doing this. You can't really make out a lot of outlines like this. You're mostly navigating by sound and what you bump into. You're fairly certain that was Lighter that brushed past you. Okay. Selwood.
Oh, huh. Maybe deer can see in the dark. I don't know if gazelles can, though. No, they cannot.
Selwood does an excellent job of being a distraction by not swearing quietly to himself. Chitika, You are now going out the front door because that's what you were planning on doing. Your stealth is made even easier by the fact that there is a swearing merchant several feet away from you, drawing all the attention.
Chitika will move like the shadows and instead of being a bit more cautious, will figure that there's enough diversion that she's just going to head for wherever she thought she heard the rustling.
Okay.
Sigh.
Give me a roll for trying to find whoever's hiding in the darkness. And I will allow you to add your bonus for seeing through deception. This will bring it down to difficulty 2.
I was thinking of the identifying and assessing danger. But yeah, pretty much. Okay, so diff 2. And what was that again? Intellect?
Well, this is for perception, so yes, it would be intellect.
Okay, so base diff 2.
Unless you're trying to detect by punching what's in front of you, then it could be might. But I don't think that's going to be it. And 11, you are able to detect 3 forms that are hunched down in the hay, maybe a few feet away from the wagon, and they are trying to stay very, very still.
Are they bigger or smaller than me, and by how much?
They're about your size, but there's 3 of them.
This is not going to stop Chitika from coming up behind one of them and strongly considering going boo. She'll come up behind one.
Tam, don't forget you have a luck point.
Oh, yes.
Chitika will come up behind one of them. Sneak, sneak.
Okay. That's your movement.
Yes.
What's your action?
Oh.
It was short enough distance that you can do both.
No one else is going to be able to be sneaky like Chitika. She's fairly sure. Therefore, honestly, finding one, going up behind one, reaching out her little paw and going, poke.
Do you actually say the word poke?
I have to say it. She's going to reach out her little paw and then shove it forwards to go poke and yell boo in there her squeaky little voice.
In many cartoons, particularly anime, there is a sound effect that one does when there is poking involved. And I cannot make the sound with my mouth. But I want you to know it was in my brain.
Boink, boink, boink.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to make another roll.
Horrible goose. Yes.
This will be 1 second here. You are trained in all interactions involving lies or trickery.
Mm-hmm.
And you are also trained in deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Difficulty 1.
Int again.
In this case, it's going to be speed.
Okay.
Because you're poking. We could do int, but we've done int so many times. I want to do something else. With a 14. For the briefest of moments, you think you've missed. And then you look up, and they are hanging on to one of the support beams. Because they jumped and lashed out. And held on for dear life. This is a cat who turned to see a cucumber.
Or possibly a banana in this household.
At the same time, Lighter jumps out and grabs one of the others with a powerful war cry of, "Gotcha!" And the one that was in the middle of the group of 3 immediately scampers backwards. There is much scampering.
Small things scamper.
Yes.
Is Chitika able to see the one who jumped as species at all, or?
They have a long, thick tail.
A long, thick tail. Hmm.
Yes. You've okay. seen that style of tail before.
Oh?
It's not a mousekin tail. It's not a ratkin tail.
Squirrelkin?
It's not fuzzy.
Cobalt?
Based on the startled cries you are hearing, they all sound like my cobalt voice.
And Chitika did poke. Did Chitika feel scales or cloth?
A cloth. They're wearing clothing.
Clothes. Okay, they are. All right. Okay, next up. Mafa.
Yes, next up is Mafa. Mafa, there is some amount of commotion happening.
And I can't see what's going on.
No, but you are aware that the back door is open and the front door is open.
I will poke my head out the back door, since that seems to be where everybody's going.
Okay. And since you can see in the dark.
Yes.
You see, Leiter is holding one kobold by basically hugging them from behind, pinning their arms. There's another kobold who seems to be attempting to be a torch sconce to the best of their ability. Not a lit torch sconce, just the sconce. And there is a noticeable trail of straw pushed aside where a third kobold has scampered away to hide behind one of the mules.
The one on the ceiling clinging to like a beam or...
Is
this a raptor or is this...
It's a vertical beam that's going up to hold some rafters. So they're not on the ceiling. They jumped up and climbed a little bit to be a little bit above what Chitika can reach. You could walk over and look them in the eye if you wanted to.
How far below the rafters are they?
This stable is a two-story structure. So they are maybe about... Their head is about a foot below what would be the ceiling for where they are. The ceiling doesn't extend out to where... Yeah, it's a hayloft. The hayloft doesn't extend out to where the wagon is, or the wagon wouldn't be able to fit.
Gotcha. I am going to far step up to the hayloft.
Because you can. I love far step. I absolutely adore the ability called far step. And I'm so glad that someone else gets to use it too. especially since it requires 2 intellect and Mafa has an intellect edge of 2. So you have a free far step to use as often as you want.
Yeah.
Understand exactly why I'm using Hugh the way I use Hugh in your game. Mm-hmm. So you are far.
I have always understood it.
Well, now it has also been said. Because I got distracted about how awesome Farstep is, you said you Farstepped over to the one that's hanging?
I Farstepped to the hayloft.
Oh, the hayloft. Okay.
And so you're then above them. I crouch down and reach a hound down and say, all right, come on, buddy.
Nah! They recoil back in an attempt to get away from you, but then they realize that the poking monster is below them. So they sort of just curl into a tighter ball, which does absolutely nothing to make them be hidden in any way, shape, or form.
So, am I the only one who can actually see what's going on?
Yes, pretty much.
All right, well, we have some kobolds to wrangle.
Chitika is trying not to giggle. Chitika will start giggling when Mafa says that.
Well, we should be good at that. We've already been wrangling kobolds for as long as you've known me. Wait, you're a kobold. Yeah, I'm a kobold. Yeah. Let me go! No, you are stealing from us. This is your oil? Well, not really. Then we can steal it. It belongs to a friend.
Please do not steal the wares. I'm very generous, but also I have just taken a fall, which makes me less generous. Now, hold on. There is the sound of some scraping, and then there is a small light that is being held by Selwood that casts just enough illumination that you can all make out the shapes. So if there was combat happening right now, actual combat, I would probably still be providing some penalties for certain individuals. However, there is enough light that you can make out where people are placed, especially now that your eyes have grown accustomed to the darkness. Noticing where the kobolds were was made worse because all 3 of them have black scales.
Oh! Hey, Leiter! It's Little Leiter! I'm not little, I'm the same size as you! Yeah, but I remember when you were smaller.
Leiter lets go of the one that they were hugging, and...
Okay, alright, so, Mafa, Tam, Chitika, Selwood, these are Graf, Midgen and Zoot. They're copper teeth. Hello.
Oh.
I thought they were kobolds.
We're from the Coppertooth Clan. Yeah. Oh. Same one that I'm from.
Oh, does this mean that we can make them babysit for us?
What? No. No. We're not part of that cohort.
Why are you stealing our oil? Well, our friend's oil.
Oh, we didn't know it was oil.
Are you?
Until I took a sip.
Are you feeding? You're feeding babies?
No. No, we don't have any babies. It's just us.
Then what do you want the oil for?
We didn't think it was oil. Like I said, I took a sip.
What did you think it was?
I don't know. Thought it was something we could eat.
It's...
You know, fair enough.
Yeah, so,
And this is Lighter speaking, because all my kobold voices sound exactly the same, except for Monty, who's a special case. Also Roundkep, who is a different special case, and Sniv, who everyone wanted to murder as soon as I introduced Sniv. I miss Sniv Stonetail. I'm glad he didn't die.
What we tend to do is, like, in the winter, we stay at a farm that we found, but usually during the warmer months, we all spread out and, you know, fend for ourselves and gather food and stuff, and then we come back for winter. But we all go in different directions because, you know, that way if anything happens to a few of us, the rest of us are going to be okay. And usually it's groups of grown kobolds like Graf Midgen and Zoot here. But I was told that I was going to be really good at taking care of babies. So I was given the little ones.
I feel like they should have given you a assistant because you have more babies than you have arms, Lighter.
I mean, well, it was easier when I first left because they were tinier.
Uh-huh.
You just keep them in the basket.
Uh-huh.
No one told me they grow up.
If you have a farm, why don't you have some people stay and farm it?
One of the three black scaled kobolds says,
well, we kind of do, but it, we save all that food for the winter months. So really,
that's fair.
Only a few of them, the super, super youngest and the super, super oldest are the ones that stay there.
And I'm sure that stealing is a more interesting way to sustain yourselves anyway.
Well, we'd pay for it if we had money, but we don't have money. So this works.
Except when you get caught.
Well, that's why there's three of us.
Well, that's always how it is.
Uh-huh.
And usually people don't sleep inside the wagon that we're trying to steal stuff from. Or on it. Or tied to a rope that's wrapped around it.
Maybe you should have checked that first.
Well, it was kind of dark.
Chitika heaves a sigh.
While you've been having this conversation, Selwood has gathered a lantern from the wagon and lit it and hung it on a conveniently placed hook on the side of the wagon that actually was designed to be put there for that purpose.
You want to help us rob someone very annoying?
Who?
Everyone is silent.
Yes. Because the kobold said who, and then you didn't answer.
Oh, we didn't hear that.
I heard no who.
Well, one of the black-scaled kobolds asked who.
Not a single one of us is Horton.
Alas. We zoom out from the cog world to find that it's actually a speck on a mote of dust on top of a dandelion.
Well, we don't know exactly who yet, but we do know that they tried to kill us. So I think that we should take the money that they have and redistribute it to more deserving individuals.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah, we don't do that. People who kill people are scary. That's why we stick to the warrens usually.
Warrens?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of tunnels underneath.
You have no sense of adventure.
But a lot of it isn't.
Huh?
I mean, there's adventure. There's all kinds of, like, places that people haven't explored. There's a lot of room now that a lot of people left.
Uh-huh. Why did people leave?
Some people came and said, hey, we'll give you money if you do these jobs for us. So people said, hey, we'd like money. That's good. And then they took the job, and the people who were paying for the job said, okay, but you can't do the job here. You got to do the job elsewhere. So they left. Then some other people came in, but not as many as there were before.
Why do I have a feeling that the people who wanted to get the job done... What was the job?
Oh, I thought they were scary, so I didn't go near them. Same here. Yep.
Oh, well, do you know where they are now?
No, they didn't come back. Well, unless they came back with the other people. They could be with the other people. They kind of stick to themselves, except when they're giving out food.
Other people?
Well, yeah. When most of the people left, well, it wasn't most people. It was everyone who was, like, you know, able-bodied was the definition that was used for the kind of people that were getting hired. Anyone who wasn't able-bodied or didn't want to take the job stayed. But when all the people who could leave and wanted to leave did leave, then a few other people came in and they set up these, like, little forts all through the Warrens. Well, not all through. There's only a few of them, but yeah, but still. They set up more than one of them. That's my point. And they walled off certain areas and, you know, every now and then they hand out food and stuff.
They hand out food. They walled off Warren. How big are the Warrens?
Well, they go under most of Chalk. Not all of it. Well, maybe all of it. But when you start getting to the rich areas, there's a lot of, like, aftermarket walling that happened there, where it's actual bricks and not just, you know, people digging into the chalk. The actual chalk, but not the place that... The stuff that the town is named after, not the stuff... That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, rich people didn't want people using the Warrens.
Are they tall Warrens?
I mean, they're really tall for us. None of you would have to duck.
Especially not me.
I will not mention the god of ducks. I will not mention the god of ducks.
Not the god of ducks. Don't have to duck.
Yeah, anyway, so the Warrens are kind of roomy now. You just have to worry about them. Not trespassing, but, you know, they've got sentries and stuff, so you know not to go in those directions. And also the scary thing.
The scary thing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to be rude, but we just scared you.
Well, yes, but... you aren't covered in rags and making clicking sounds with glowing eyes.
I could be.
But you're not currently.
Yeah.
We could do it together.
Please don't.
So a bunch of extremely dubious people have moved in after inducing most of your clan to move out to who knows where.
I mean, they might not be related, but yeah. Well, it wasn't the clan. There were other people down there. Well, our clan doesn't live near here.
Most of your neighbors, then.
Yeah, our clan's farm is actually in the Windbreak, kind of, sort of. Yeah, we just came in here for this year, because, you know, it seemed nice.
Well, it does seem nice. I'm sure it's very nice when it's not full of conspiracies.
I mean, it wasn't when we got here. This is one time we can definitely say it wasn't like this when we got here. That does not imply that it's our fault.
No, I don't blame you for the conspiracies at all.
Oh, good.
Right.
However... I think we do have some questions about your new neighbors.
Well, we could take you to ask them.
Asking is not exactly what I was having in mind, no. More like sneaking into their territory. But I would like to know where they are, yes.
Well, we can point them out to you.
If they hand out food, we could sneak over by simply walking up and asking if they have food. But we'd have to dress, like, raggedly.
True, I could get us some costumes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we got rags. That's not a problem.
Another costume change?
Temporary?
Over at Craft Services, and Tuxa hears this. I will not roleplay in Tuxa's reaction to this. Only that I am certain that there is one.
What's wrong?
More costumes for me.
I really don't think Antuxa would want a costume that is made of rags that have been underground, sewer adjacent.
Probably not. However, Tam does. Tam is absolutely thrilled to have a costume made of rags that have been underground, sewer adjacent.
That is exactly one character in this party, and I'm including all of the NPCs, that is thrilled with this possibility. Selwood sighs and says, "It sounds like you're off to another adventure. How long do you think this is going to take?" Well, yes, I'm sure it is. That seems to happen for all of you, regardless.
Unfortunately.
Look, regardless, you're probably heading out soon.
Well, I was going to wait until after dawn. However, now that I have been rudely awakened by three kobolds who didn't even have the decency to arrive in a trench coat, what is that supposed to... Never mind about it. Yes, I'm probably going to start getting ready to go. There is a town nearby that I haven't been to in, several years, and I'm pretty sure they've forgotten about me by now. So, I'd like to go see them again. I will come back this way, though, in, say, 3 days, maybe 4 at the latest.
Well,
and, And which
way is... I hope you sell a lot of oil.
Which way is the town?
I do, too. Oh, more of the same, really. I'm just going to follow along the gear.
Basically, so long as Chitika knows which way the,
Following the coastline, continuing to move away from the windbreak is right. Where Selwood's going to go.
Okay, so we can catch up if we need to.
If you need to, but I will be coming back this way. So if you just stay put, we'll run into each other again.
Uh-huh. Okay.
In that case, good luck.
Thank you.
I hope you as well. Your adventure is less dangerous than ours.
Uh-huh.
As do I. And, full disclosure, I'm counting on it.
let me grab my backpack.
Of course, take everything that you feel you need to take. Selwood moves and quickly points a finger at one of the black-scaled kobolds who starts to walk towards the side of the wagon. Not you, but the rest of you. Not you or you either. Look,
Alpha
if you've spent...
poof down and grab her stuff out of the cart.
That's a very useful trick.
I think so. Funny what you pick up.
Chitika does not still own very much and therefore is probably going to leave the duck dress like under things because it's probably frankly nicer than it is what she considers fancier now.
I am fairly certain that unless you actively wanted them to, the clothes that you bought in the last town were of decent quality. You weren't buying rags off the street. You were buying travel clothing.
Normal clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
True. But I suspect that the clothes that... Since she had a cute little duck dress, I feel like Chitika would have gone for something that was sturdier.
Okay.
And probably more anonymous.
Okay.
At the same time, Mafa is going to bring her regalia with her because she's not going to dime sell it out. But... you know, if someone decides to search the cart.
Sounds like a plan. Selwood did manage to confide in you where some hidden compartments were in the cart, just in case something needed to be stored there. Not that Selwood ever had any kind of contraband or anything, mind you, but, you know, it's always good to have a secret compartment somewhere. All right. So you gather what you feel you might need out of the cart, or wagon, rather, and Selwood bids you adieu while going over to start hitching up the mules and everything. Ellie, contraband is the second musical group you hire to play at the same time as the band. Yes, this makes perfect sense. You could also say anti-band, but you can't have them at the same venue or you end up with a cold fusion explosion. And
no venue.
Or a larger venue. Good news, everyone. It's not just a small concert anymore. We have an amphitheater.
Oh, dear. That's not good news.
But we need to book more acts.
Hmm.
All right. Graf, Mission, and Zoot are happy to show you to one of the many ways that one can go from the surface of Chalk to its not-so-seedy underbelly because it's dug into chalk deposits and therefore seeds don't tend to grow in them very much. But it is an underbelly.
Right, so Grand Tour, here's some dark tunnels that we don't know where they go, and over here are some dark tunnels where we know where they go, and over here is a dark tunnel that we're going down now.
Ooh.
And here's where a bunch of people used to live, then they moved out.
And everything got looted?
No, people tend to take anything worth looting with them.
Oh.
That's what we do.
Makes sense.
Yeah, this works for when we're leaving a place where we're staying and when we're looting somewhere. And over here's a spot where some people are still hanging out. Hey there!
Hello! There's some old people who are just sitting around a small fire and talking.
And over here is another side tunnel, and another side tunnel, and anyone who cares
to. This one's a side tunnel, and this one's a side tunnel?
What, were these dug inside of Warren?
Uh-huh.
Anyone who cares to, give me a roll for noticing danger.
I think I have some assets on that. Identifying or assessing danger.
Yeah, so this is going to be difficulty 5.
Ooh. Normally, or... I'm going
to difficulty 5 unless you have things that you can apply to them. And Maffa has just made it.
Seeing through deception? Sense attitudes?
I will not say seeing through deception qualifies in this particular case. Noticing and searching would work. Chitika, looking at your various abilities.
Gather information, intelligence. I'm looking at the takes about an hour though, so I don't know.
Yeah. Let's not have you wait an hour to see if something dangerous is coming. Okay.
Well,
Chitika just made it. Tam did not make it. So Tam, you've got another
luck
point.
Tam is looking around and assuming that everything is probably dangerous, and this is remarkably nonspecific.
Well, the Warrens have been repurposed on more than one occasion, depending on who's staying in it tonight. So it's not all neatly carved tunnels. There are pits and tunnels that go underneath previous tunnels, and some spots that caved in, and then some spots that were built over with planks. So you're not wrong. Also, a black-scaled kobold is loudly giving you a tour. And we're going to resolve what Chitika and Maffa have noticed after we come back from this break. So one of the three kobolds, you're not sure if it's Graf, Midgen, or Zoot, because you don't want to say they all look alike, but in this light, they kind of all do, is going on about how, well, yeah, the scary thing's scary. Most people haven't gotten close enough to see it. It just clicks and has glowing eyes and stuff. But, you know, Taphos had some really scary things. I remember why we left there. And that is when Chitika notices that something is nearby. And Maffa notices it as well. It is, in fact, a clicking sound. Like many picks hitting the chalk. Not all at the same time. But in some type of pattern succession.
That.
All I heard was that.
Like that? Like that?
Oh, yeah, exactly like that. Oh, exactly like that. We should go now.
What does the party choose to do?
What direction is it coming from?
It's coming from a side passage, but it sounds like it's getting closer.
Okay. I'm going to poke my nose into the side passage.
I think is doing the we should be going now. She believes that, yes, we should be going, but she does want to stealth. Actually, Chitika is good at stealth.
Tam is also looking for somewhere to hide.
I am going to go with our initiative order from before to save time.
Okay.
So, Maffa, you are choosing to peek your head down the side passage. You see more than most people would. Because we've established you can see in the dark. It is large, but not large in a way where it would get stuck in these passages. It is tall, it is long, but it is segmented. And it has many, many things that you would call legs. But most of them end in singular spikes. And it moving forward with these spikes for legs is what makes the tap, tap, tapping sound. It is not built in a way where your first thought is centipede or millipede or spider, but your brain thinks about all of these things before rejecting them as a proper comparison. It does, in fact, have a segment that rises up towards the front of it that does have two red glowing points of light. Not bright enough to cast shadows, but bright enough to see if you're in an otherwise dark environment.
Okay. How long is it?
It's coming around a corner. You can see 10 feet of it. You do not see its tail end.
She will look back out toward where the group is. I'm still not 100% clear on the layout.
It's a maze of tunnels.
And say, yeah. So, giant, badly put together centipede that makes clicking noises. Good, bad,
scary.
She's doing the thumbs up, thumbs down thing.
I will speak for my NPCs and provide 7 thumbs down. The baby kobolds on their harnesses are also giving thumbs down. They have learned this gesture. They know what it means.
Chitika's making a thumbs down as well, because really.
Is this a, just want to be clear, is this a runaway thumbs down or a hit it really hard thumbs down? We can do either. I'm making sure I understand what the tenor of the group is.
The black-scaled kobolds are already edging away from you.
Chitika is wobbling a hand and probably diving for cover.
Pam is attempting to hide so that they can try to get a look at this thing.
Well, Tam will be going next, so we can definitely resolve that. But I'm going to let Matt decide.
Also established that Tam is not full of common sense.
Tam is part of an adventuring party.
Yeah.
Just going to leave that hanging there. So, Mafa, you have enough impetus left over that you could, if you wanted to, make some sort of attack or move to hide or move to flee. What would you like to do?
Stand my ground.
Okay. Tam.
This is a speed roll. Where do I set that again? There we go. And I will spend a point of effort, so that means that it will ease by 2 steps, and...
And you have rolled a 4.
Why can't I roll today?
Well...
5 do anything? You have at least 1 luck point.
Well, a no, 4 would be difficulty 6, 1, you? But you eased it by 2, so that brings up the difficulty 3 that it would beat. Plus, for sneaking, you're trained in that, so that would be difficulty 4.
No, you're double dipping. It's eased by 2 steps because I'm trained in sneaking and because I spent effort.
Ah, you are correct.
If I spent my 2 luck points, I could get it up to beating difficulty 4, but...
Well, I will tell you that no kobold here can see where you're hiding.
Are there any kobolds there? The kobolds will sensibly run away.
Well, actually, I should add them to the initiative, shouldn't I?
Mm-hmm. Do you think I should spend to the 2 luck points to bring it up to beating difficulty 4?
So the hint that I will give you is to notice this thing was a difficulty 5.
So beating difficulty 4 won't do me any good.
Unfortunately, no. Actually, let me look at your character sheet real quick. Spend your luck points.
Okay.
There's reasoning behind this that I will not explain currently.
Valid!
All right. So you are hiding.
Mm-hmm.
The downside here is everyone else in this party, including all of the kobolds and Chitika, don't get to act until after this thing's turn.
Ah.
The clicking gets closer. It becomes nearly unbearable unless you really, really, really are into river dance performed by hideous monstrosities. It's got to be both of those. You don't get to pick one or the other. It comes into view for everyone else. Mafa got a sneak peek. Mafa went to the premiere. None of you decided to. You were offered tickets. And it looks like it's hunching down. Like, if it wasn't in these tunnels, it could actually rear up to be much, much taller than it is. The legs have joints in them that aren't all the same. Not a lot of the leg designs are bespoke, let's put it that way. But for the most part, they are bent in ways that allow it to be lowered to the ground with enough leg left over that it could rear up if it wanted to. The word over-engineered is wrong for this. If something is over-engineered, it might have redundancies, but they are elegantly put together. Everything has its place and it fits neatly. This has been re-engineered many, many times. There are pulley mechanisms. There's wires that bend around things. There are pistons. There are gears. In many cases, multiples of these things are moving at the same time to enact motion. In other cases, there are pieces that are hanging loosely. They might have had a purpose at some point, but when they broke, there were enough other pieces that did that job that it was decided that it didn't need to replace them right now, at least. It comes into view and stops to look at Mafa, who decided to hold her ground and is therefore partially in view of this side passage, possibly partially blocking it, not by much. Unless Ellie says, no, I would have stepped back a bit.
No, I wouldn't have stepped back a bit.
Okay. So it would have had to walk around you or over you. When it gets to you, it stops, turns, and stares at you, looking down at you from a height maybe a foot and a half above you. This is how Chitika feels all the time.
Is it normal?
It's not so normal for Mafa.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, bud. How are we doing?
Give me a magic lore and lore of the underworld roll. This is going to be difficulty 4.
Okay.
A 17.
That's a 17.
It succeeds. I picked that because it is the best fit for this. It's how you were brought up as a god of death. Now as a god of the crossroads, death is one part of what you manage. There is an intelligence behind those eyes. This is not just a monster. It is a monster. You understand that it is a monster. It wasn't always a monster, perhaps. At some point, it made a choice. It had its moment at a crossroad, and it chose a path. And you are certain that if you possessed something that it wanted, you would not have this moment to have this insight. You would be doing what you can to stop this monster from destroying you. But as it looks at you, it doesn't see something that it wants. You are an object that, if it needed you out of the way, it would just put you out of the way. We can argue later whether or not that would be an easy thing for it to do. That's besides the point. But there's enough room for it to go around you, and that is the easier path. So after staring at you for a moment, it turns and continues in a straight line down a side passage that was on the other side of the one you were taken. It is about 30 feet long. On its back are several bundles of things tied together with a variety of stuff. Some of it's twine, some of it's rope, some of it's metal cable.
Since I didn't take an action on my turn, can I get off a scan while it's going past?
Certainly. It is mostly metal, wood. There's a little bit of wood, but mostly metal. Various types of
metal. I'm mostly wondering what's in the bundles.
Oh, yeah, same thing. The bundles appear to be more of what it's made of. But your scan, by necessity, also includes parts of it. And there's not much, but some of it is still organic. Not made out of scavenged corpses organic. Some of it is made out of living tissue.
Interesting.
And then it is gone.
Chitika does not like that.
Tam, there are 7 kobolds hiding behind you. They might not be aware they're hiding behind you because of how well you rolled, but they are hiding behind you because you did find a good spot.
Well, we must be friends now. Good job being quiet, you three. That's the babies.
Regardless, Graf, Midgen, and Zoot all go, thank you. They get glares from the babies. How dare you take our compliments?
Well, that was scary. Where were we?
Acquiring new pants.
I wonder how heavy that thing is.
Well, its weight's evenly distributed.
You could see how deep the holes are after where it's walked, maybe?
Lighter will go over and take a look at the many, many marks in the chalk.
I wonder if it's repairing itself or making babies.
I haven't known you for very long, but that is the scariest thing I have ever heard you say.
It's a reasonable question.
Well, it's a reasonable question.
It had bundles on its back full of the stuff it's made from.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. Goes into various places, takes more stuff, and then leaves again. Most people who've come up against it run.
Well,
or they
Don't run again.
I spent a long time thinking that I was supposed to die to make the world better. So it's kind of a hard habit to get out of.
There are three kobolds just staring blankly at you.
So it's a long story.
Yeah. When we were five, the world ended.
That sounds interesting.
Well, okay, not the world. Our world, though. We're from Taphos.
What happened to Taphos? Do any of us know?
You all know to some extent. Everyone in the Ringear system that the known world is built on top of knows about Taphos. They don't know what happened to Taphos. They know of Taphos. So the way that the Cog world is built, the known world of Cog world, I keep calling it a ring gear. I should probably explain what a ring gear is. It's a collection of gears with a ring around the outside, and they're all designed to move together. So there's no one gear that can move independently. If one gear moves, all of them move. And they're locked in place by the outer ring. You are currently living on the outer ring, and it's all you've ever known. Taphos is one of the planetary gears. There's a central gear that is a sun gear. There are three planetary gears that are attached to the sun gear, and then there's a ring gear collecting everything combined. You can actually see an icon of it in the album art for the Cogworld episodes. 20 years ago, the mountain at the center of Taphos exploded. Ooh. Debris and ash rained down on the rest of the gears of the known world. The sky went dark for quite some time, and some refugees arrived early on, but no one knows what happened there. There's conflicting stories, but they're all stories about what might have happened. Some said that the people of Taphos engaged in dark rituals that no mortal was supposed to know, or made bargains that they shouldn't have made, or explored ancient technologies they weren't supposed to mess with, or it could have just been an accident. But 20 years ago, Taphos died, and most of the people on it died with it.
Ooh.
And now it's a place of monsters. All of the gears connect to each other. They have to. The teeth of the gears interlock. That's how they move. So Taphos is still connected to the sun gear in the middle and the ring gear that you're on now. And even growing up sheltered in the windbreak as you were, you heard tales of how people in the ring gear, not the rain gear, but the ring gear, that's a different thing entirely, whose homes happen to be close to where Taphos is now, remember to lock their doors at night because something could come across.
By destroyed, we aren't talking about it's just barren. There's horrible things there.
There are horrible things there. There is still topography. It's not just flat gear. There's still land there. But
right.
Think volcanic eruption, but without the lava. Just rocks raining down from above after a very violent explosion.
And people haven't gone back because there's horrible stuff.
Oh, some expeditions have been sent. You have never heard of an expedition coming back.
That's not great. Shatika doesn't like that.
Yeah, we didn't like it either. That's why we left. We were really lucky that where we were was really close to Archizo anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, not many of us are old enough to remember that, but like I said, we were five. It was scary.
That was scary too.
But
yeah.
There's worse stuff than that.
I mean, creatures or just the your gear blowing apart.
There's a lot of nightmares. But you don't have to be dreaming to see him. Little Lighters here is lucky. They were born after we found the farm.
You couldn't see me motioning with my thumb pointing over my shoulder towards the invisible kobold who's behind me right now. But I was doing it.
Of course.
So, who wants to get some rags?
Me.
Okay.
Me.
And try not to think of the horrible trauma that we all encountered.
Right. Don't like that horrible trauma.
Just remember to bury it deep so that you can let it all out at the most inappropriate moment.
Squint.
They're already walking away as they're saying that.
Chitika will squint as she follows then.
Chitika. Give me a d20 roll. I will not explain it.
Okay. D20 roll. Just a d20. That's a d12. That's the d20.
I mean, you could roll a d12 if you really wanted to, but don't.
No.
Okay. Faleem got a 13.
Yeah, well.
A small Power Wheels vehicle pulls up alongside you.
Hop in! Lower the sunglasses.
A capybara just stares at you because capybara doesn't have words. It's not a capybara king. It is just a capybara.
Yes, exactly. You hop in, you put on the sunglasses, you go hit it.
A small kobold in the back seat hands you an orange.
Well, I rolled a 13.
Yes, you rolled a 13. And I'm going to not say anything about that.
Uh-huh. My concerns, they are vast.
Of course.
They frequently are.
Of course. And how many times do you make GM rolls in GURPS?
As often as I can them? Because it makes wonderful clicky-clack noises.
Exactly. But as the GM for Cypher System, I'm not supposed to roll anything. So.
You are deprived of the click-clacks.
And it's not too much longer, but you do take another side passage, which leads to a few more turns, and you go through several doors that some of them were left open. One of them was off its hinges entirely, but several of them also needed to be opened and then closed behind you. And there was a moment taken to make sure the door was securely closed behind you until you are in what appears to be a room that was used for sleeping in. There's several spots where the sheets that were used for bedding aren't there anymore, but the detritus, mostly straw, stuff like that, that was the dead leaves that were piled up to be underneath the sheets is still there, because why take that with you? There's a few rotted crates, and one of the kobolds goes over to one of the crates and starts pulling out various bits of fabric, some of them quite large. Like, okay, let's see this. Is it? No, we're going to discard that one. Ooh. Washing that would make it go away. A bathrobe. Why is there a bathrobe in here? Anyway, well, oh, this one. This will work. And before long, it's not that you're given a change of clothes. You are given fabric that you can put over top of your existing outerwear that will make it look like you are dressed in rags.
Ah.
For at least one of you, it was a larger piece of fabric that a hole got torn in the middle of it, and now you have a poncho.
That would probably be Chitika, honestly.
Okay. Or anyone else who wants something like that. I'm not going to go into the specifics because I'll let you be in charge of your own aesthetics.
Chitika will just have a hole torn in, well, probably not the middle, but, you know, one section of it, and gnaw some little holes for her little hands to come out.
All right.
And Chitika will use impersonate for a general role.
All right. So I will say
do that soon.
So speaking of general roles, on the way here, Graf, Midgen, and Zoot were happy to tell you about the kinds of people who had been living here. They came from various places. Some of them grew up in town. Some of them did not. Some of them were dock workers who got too old to work the docks and therefore were unable to pay for lodgings anymore. Some of them were sailors who were in a similar situation. Perhaps they got injured and weren't able to sail anymore. And some of them just liked being away from other people. So they came here. You don't have to pay rent in the Warrens, which is kind of nice. And things were a bit tougher, but things got a bit easier when the three kobolds showed up and introduced the people of the Warrens to a wonderful thing called mushroom farming. And they're like, wait, we can grow food down here?
Oh, ho. Just make sure none of the bad mushrooms get into your gardens.
Yes, you have to eat the good mushrooms, not the bad mushrooms. But that made things a little bit easier. Didn't have to teach anyone how to hunt or fish. Hunting and fishing did provide for some sustenance because there were there are parts of the Warrens that are flooded, so there are fish that come in from, well, this is a port town, so there is ocean if you go out far enough. But also there's rats. They sort of look apologetically at Chitika when they talk about hunting rats.
If they don't talk, then...
Shrug.
Oh, we don't eat talking meat.
Right.
All the kobolds do a sage nod at that, including the three babies. It is synchronous.
It is known.
Yes. It's almost like watching a bunch of people who are a devout insert name of religion here all do the same religious gesture at the same time because someone said the opening statement. It's like when someone says to a Lutheran, the Lord be with you, the response is, and also with you. It is instinctual and we have to bite our tongue to not do it. Catholics say it too. They stole it from us. Just pointing that out. I'm not even lying. When they translated their hymnal, they took the Lutheran hymnal and just used that. But never mind. That's a side story. We're not bitter. I mean, we're honored.
Just so long as you don't count baby ratkin as not talking.
Oh, we'd have to count baby kobolds then, and no, heck no.
See? No problem then.
All right.
Now, the people who have stayed, as has been explained, were people who either could not get hired to go off and do the thing, or had decided they did not want to. There's still a lot of people here, but if you're the kind of person who is not strong enough to take a job that requires someone to be able-bodied, your life expectancy is not the best in the world without able-bodied people around to take care of you. So the burden on the able-bodied became a bit tougher. Graf, Midgen, and Zoot have been doing their part. They were going to bring back whatever was in a wagon that they'd found freshly arrived. But then somebody rudely told them they couldn't steal from it. They will find it in their hearts to forgive you.
I mean, they probably got the bottle that they took a swig out of, honestly, because I would suspect Selwyn doesn't want that back. Selwyn didn't bring that up.
Also, the three of them weren't holding bottles at the time that you pounced on them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So they might have already put it back. You might have heard them rummaging when they were putting the bottle back after going, ah! Yes, red peppers are added to add a little bit of flavor and spice to the olive oil, but only mammals are affected by that kind of spice. But never mind about that. I need to have a counter where every time I say, but never mind about that, I just check something off. But never mind about that. Wait, that one was not intentional.
Intend your never minds.
No, I always intend my puns. Everything else is optional. However, back to the plot, because there is one. It's just there on the other side of the green circle. Things did get a bit easier when the people who moved in, who cordoned off whole areas, saying, no, you can't go past this point. This is our territory now, did, on occasion, take wheelbarrows full of goods and distribute them among the people who were in the Warrens. Now, they went out to do this. They didn't wait for people to go and knock on their door because no one was coming to knock on their door. When you have the equivalent of giant keep out, beware of dogkin signs on your doors, people don't come over and knock to say hello, ask for a cup of sugar. But they've apparently doing some kind of outreach. No one knows why. When asked, the people who do it just sort of shrug, like, I don't know, I was told to. The boss said to do it. And that's the context you have been given by the kobolds, so you know how to fit in with your impersonation skill.
Mm-hmm. Got impersonation. Impersonate skill, yes. Alter voice, posture, mannerisms, whip together disguise.
You alter your speech to be a different pitch.
Well, a more, you know, hungry and sad pitch. And also got trained in deceiving and got trained in lies and trickery. So,
question and persuasion. Is, will we now hear Chitika more or less with the change in voice? Because
Chitika
Discord.
Doesn't need Chitika doesn't need to change her voice very much because a lot of Ratkin have little high-pitched voices and a lot of people who are not Ratkin can't tell us apart very well.
Kobolds found get that the same out thing.
When one of my siblings was visiting. That's right. The kobolds have no room to throw stones here.
We don't throw stones.
I have used an ability.
You also have an ability to impersonate.
Chica does a high five, so Tam can do a low five.
Uh-huh.
Although, yes. It is. You both have the ability. It's not a skill. It's an ability. 2 intellect points. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Chica has an edge of 2 on intellect, so.
I only have an intellect edge of 1, so I did spend an intellect point, but...
And the inhabitants of the Warrens, it takes all kinds. They're in all sorts. So it's totally believable to think that there's a Runnerkin down here. So that is fine. Ratkin usually feel more comfortable down here than Runnerkin do because, well, the ceilings are a good height for the average human, but you've got some horns that occasionally do some scraping.
Yeah.
Now I'm just picturing Tam's horns, which the character art for your character have them be relatively, okay, well, they're lighter tone than the rest of you, but they're still somewhat dark. But because they're chalk deposits that you're walking through, the tips on the top are bright white right now.
Yeah.
Little dusting on poor Tam's hair. And
Tam goes up to a blackboard and makes 2 perfectly parallel lines going across and begins a handwriting lesson.
No, that would make the worst noises.
That is exactly why Tam would do it. Have you met Tam?
Yeah.
Got a point there.
Everyone in a half-mile radius just sort of winces and stays in a permanent wince until the sound stops. Tam's heart grows 3 sizes that day.
Heart or... Well.
Well, Tam's blackened heart grows 3 sizes that day.
That's an outfit. That's certainly an outfit that...
Mafa has shared... Well, sorry. Ellie has shared art of Mafa covered in rags.
Looking very dubious at them.
Ta-da!
With an X across their face.
Mm-hmm. So, the rags, those work. Good job. The face paint, we don't usually do that down here, but okay.
Oh, forgot I had it on. She will wipe it off and carefully deposit it back in her case. And as it has actually been about an hour since we came back.
I agree. So we are going to end it as the party. More ragtag than normal because more rags specifically approaches one of the checkpoints where things are usually handed out. We're going to end it right there. Thank you everyone for playing. Thank you everyone for listening. Tonight I was joined by a bunch of awesome people named Beth and Ellie and Eo. I've been Crash, and who wants to plug a thing?
Eo's mom writes books at... Well, you can check out the titles and at least some of the links at elizabethmccoy.com and follow it to Smashwords. You can read half the novels there and see if you like them before you buy them, or you can give them and, you know, go to your library webpage. Well, not webpage, your app, your Libby app, but put in your library card, see if your library has them. If your library doesn't, maybe Hoopla does. Also works with your library card. So, check out the stuff and that'll make me happy?
It would make me happy. Maybe you'd like it? Chitika would like it. She would give you the blessings of calm and peaceful darkness that will keep you safe.
And speaking of cool things,
we take all these podcasts and put them over at aaronbsmith.com. And if you have questions for any of the characters, or players, I guess, but the characters in any of the campaigns we're running, well, you can ask us questions and we'll answer them in character.
Possibly even if it's a kobold. Or a gnome.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Crash hasn't played a gnome in some time. I still exist. That's besides the point.
Well, you can contact us at is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel if you are on the Fediverse. Or you can email us at cogwheel@aaronbsmith.com. You can also go to YouTube and put a comment there. I'll see those, although YouTube is not my first choice. Matter of fact, all the stuff I put on YouTube has links over to aaronbsmith.com because I think the podcasts are inherently better. They're smaller file sizes, for crying out loud. You don't need to download a video in order to listen to audio. Rant aside, you could also, if you're so inclined, become a Patreon patron by going to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Drummond, Paul, Shan Shan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying,
okay, but everyone needs to marvel at these neat little ponchos we made for the babies. They are adorable. No, stop chewing that. Stop chewing that.
Oh, no, you don't know where that's been.
I do know where it's been. Stop chewing it.
Yes, that's worse.
Makes it more authentic, at least.
Good night, everybody.
Good day.
Good night.